Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. Tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kid don't even know. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
me talking down on me understand. I really come up out the sand, trying to get some bands. Life a bitch, so you might as well just get some bands. Fuck a bitch, you know they all known for doing dick. Had to calm down, they had told me hit the switch. They know the Glock came with a switch, 4, 5, and 6. Hit a nigga and that shit came up all glitch. Then I'm always on the lick, came up from shit. Moan, I'm always on the hit, came up all blitz. Never trip on y'all for talking my downfall. Now with those problems, God told me just to shit on y'all. Just to shit on y'all, yeah, finna hit them all. Finna bad out, yeah, back on the wall. My mommy talk about me, I jaw like on him. Been feeling hella pain ever since I was a child. All these told me to never stop, you gon' be on top. Fuck these bitches and chase the riches, nigga, never stop.
It's Rocky.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nine.
Fly. You gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to get by? My boys, we out here trying to thrive.
Hey, let's
but
go.
You gotta learn to fly.
Fly.
You gotta look up to the sky.
Fly.
Are you trying to get by?
Let's
fly.
Get
my boys, we out here trying to thrive.
You ready? Let's go.
Let's go.
Real rap in your stereo.
Uh-huh.
Tight to it, ain't killer music.
Okay.
But I got instinct, instinct. Get them gone when I get it tuned. Go taste, I just lit a fuse.
Uh-huh.
You my dance been feeling new. You
yeah.
ain't saying nothing new. Must be nice to be cloned. Mm. Started messing with Pro Tools.
Uh-huh.
Engineer, start my rap fuel
uh-huh.
in the mirror. Yeah, you that dude.
You
keep
is.
Going. Yeah, I got it rock, I just know it.
Yeah.
I'm telling the guys. It's time to thrive.
It time to thrive.
Art and crafting.
Art and crafting.
Better land.
Better land.
No sense,
no sense.
But very fine.
Very fine.
From the depths.
Uh-huh.
Of a scary mind, dive in. Ocean of ink, my pen. Rolling the deep,
yeah.
Lord Dale, I ain't 21, but I get savage, I've been through a lot. You are not at the level I rap if they know who I am or not. On the rise of volcano, I blam. You ain't up, I get you hot, yeah.
You gotta look up to the sky.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Are you trying to get by?
Just trying to get back?
My boys, we out here trying to try.
Trying to get by.
Life fly.
My boys, we out here trying to thrive.
It don't matter, hit back.
Let's go.
Boy, how you riding the city like you the man with no goals?
Mm-mm.
Say it's 10 years from now. You still plan on posting that soul? Get in, get out. Jordan Peele or Jordan Michael in post.
Okay.
Post credit, marvelous start, but my finish the boldest.
Uh-huh.
Nerd gang, bottom 90, yes, New Vegas, I'm hosting.
Oh, yeah.
Show's over though, no plan. This right here's the moment.
Game
16 or 16, if you know what I mean, then you know that that ring and reach. But simply worked so hard for so long, but if you don't win, then you go home. But that's life. Some stay strong, come back, fight. Some don't, but that's life. Say it once, but act twice. Stay strapped for safety, that's 2 points if you hear it right. Far side for the near side and look ahead, gain insight.
Uh-huh.
I just know how we trying to get it, but you gotta take off the fly.
You know you do.
You gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to get by?
I'm just trying to get by.
My boys, we out here trying to thrive. But you gotta learn to fly.
Fly.
You gotta look up to the sky. Fly. Are you trying to get by? Fly. My boys, we out here trying to thrive.
You gotta look up. You gotta fly. 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 You gotta look up. You gotta fly. 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 You gotta look up. You gotta fly. 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 Cause if you don't. Gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to get by? My boys, we out here trying to get by.
Yeah. First class.
Amen la ciencia.
I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Hood richer than a bitch. Ballin', you can see the swish. Purple haze in my swish. Bust down Paddock on the wrist. Automatic with the shit. Barry Gordy with the hits. Harry Potter with the wrist. My Murata loud as shit. Come through the hood, they like breathe back. Bitches are dripping like tree sap. I was a drug, now she relaxed. Smoke so much, got a weed app. This a recap. Newsflash. Michael Jackson, nigga, who's bad? Call me up for the whole slab. 40 grand in that duffel bag. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. I'm in some type of mood. Feel like I'm about to spaz. Just put sexy on the jack. Hashtag breezy on the tag. Get to the bag. Chase it so fast. Look at their faces. They can't help they mad. I'm from the hood. Can't help how I brag. Started all bad, but that was the past. That didn't last, cause that was a phase. Now look how them bitches be riding my way. Look how these niggas be hating for days. Play with me, test me. I'm passing with A's. Passing with K's. Him and his homie go half on the grade. All of a sudden, I'm back in my ways. Hustling my denims, a T and some rain. Looking forever, look go on my J. Nigga, do you know what's going on here? It's a gun in your motherfucking head, nigga. Get that shit up. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch. Fuck it, get the shovel then.
Roll it. No Kelly, we rollin'. Buddy left the club with me about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she know I'm smokin'. I'm rollin' up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus. We rollin', we rollin'. No Kelly, we rollin'. Buddy left the club with me about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she know I'm smokin'. I'm rollin' up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus. 75th, I'm straggling. Jamaica spot.
Jamaica spot.
Ain't worried about shit, cuz with Byron, that thing cocked.
That thing cocked.
Trey 5, nigga, that's my main block.
My main block.
But I'm protected in my city like I am Barack.
Like I am Barack.
It's going down, bad boy, young jock.
Young jock.
Number one rule is we don't talk to cops.
We don't talk to cops.
But I talk to thoughts like little buddy Miss Carter, no rock.
No
she
rock.
Say I'm Keisha, nice to meet you, and I like the shop.
Like
hold
shop.
On, hold on, baby, don't you
baby,
go there.
Don't you
do
go there.
Like take you on trips because I got a show there.
A show
two, three,
there.
You see me, Mike Jordan, and I am the owner.
Feel
like my Marley Loud Pack, I'm smelling like a stoner.
Like
we rollin', we rollin'. No Kelly, we rollin'. Buddy left the club with me about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she know I'm smokin'. I'm rollin' up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus. Now go on and bust it open for a real nigga. Now go with attitude cause I ain't gon' deal with you. I'm tryna be real with you. Don't wanna deal with you. Do shit like fuck you then get higher than the hill with you. Tax all on my arm. It's drugs all in my bed. It's bullets all in my gun. Don't get your body filled with that lead. Penny O's talking about bread. Long hair talking about dread. And if she thinks she getting some, kill yourself, that shit dead. Now she focused. She focused. Now the little bitch focused. Rolled out my magic stick, then she turned the hocus pocus. Now I'm poking, I'm poking. Facebook, I'm poking, now I'm poking. I'm stroking, she love the motion in my ocean. But I'm noting and I'm smoking. I'm rolling up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus. Saw me in the club and she know a nigga be posted. Had on OG CJM attire. Couldn't help but notice that we rolling, we rolling. No Kelly, we rolling. Buddy left the club with me about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she know I'm smoking. I'm rolling up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus. We rolling, we rolling. No Kelly, we rolling. Buddy left the club with me about 4 o'clock in the morning. And she know I'm smoking. I'm rolling up that potent. She say she can't tell her man because she know she bogus.
Yo, 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 it's your boy B-Tray and my man Radio Rel, and this is OG Radio Presents Freestyle Friday. What's up, T?
What's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling tonight?
Man, man. And we have a special guest today. Goes by the name of B-Hype, the Verbal. Hello, hello.
Yo, yo, what's good, my brother?
What's going on, man?
Man,
how you feeling,
I'm good,
man?
Man, how y'all brothers doing today, man?
Man,
good,
vibing,
man.
Man.
Another day, another blessed day. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it
fact,
is.
Fact,
another day.
Man. So, man, be verbal for everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Because we know we got a lot of people out there, man. But go ahead and introduce yourself to the whole world, bro, the OG world.
For those that don't know who I am, my name is B-Hype the Verbal. I'm a Twista hype man since day one. You dig? Chicago legend. Going down.
Awesome. I'll fuck with it,
yes,
bro. So, hey, how you get the name B-Hype, bro?
It describes my actions on stage. Actually, Twista gave me that name. You know,
yeah.
He said, this is what we're going to call you. Yeah, Twista gave me the whole name. He said, we're going to call you B-Hype because that describes your actions on stage. You know, when we was younger on stage, man, we used to jump all over the place, you know.
Right, you know, bro.
Yes, sir.
I fuck with your music, man. Like, yo, your name is B-Hype, but, yo, your music smooth as hell, bro. Some of your music I've been fucking with smooth
definitely.
As hell, bro. Like, you versatile. Like when I first heard like B-Hype, like I heard you like a long, like I'm not saying like a long time ago, but a little while ago, my cousin introduced me. You know what I'm saying? Your music and that thing. And I really thought like it was gonna be on some whole DMX stuff, you know, because it's B-Hype. I was gonna be But you actually got some construction. You actually got some construction to you, and I really fucked with that, man.
Oh, yeah, I got something in the tank, you know, said to get them turned up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I got something for everybody. Like you said, I keep it universal, you know. But I pretty much just make whatever my heart tells me to make, and that's pretty much what comes out, regardless if it's B-Hype or if it's smooth or what. But whatever comes out, majority be a lot of smooth and slow beats where I can get my point across. And there don't be a lot of turn-up stuff.
I'll tell you. So, bro.
Yeah.
So, being in the same camp as Twista, bro, do you ever feel like you gotta spit fast, like, on the same level as Twista, bro? You ever feel like you gotta come in and just be on some whole... I mean, personally, I'd be like, man, I gotta go hard again like this. I gotta go this fast. Like, I need some water.
No. What it be is I got to make sure whatever I'm doing is dope. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Got to make sure it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because he's dope regardless if you can hear him spit fast or you hear him spit slow. He's dope all the way around. So as long as I'm coming dope, you know what I'm saying, and I can do my little splurts here and there because ain't nobody can duplicate what he do. I can't even do it. I bag him up on stage. We rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when to come in and out and do my parts, you know what I'm saying? But as far as just keeping up, just going, like it's ridiculous. Now, I got my own lane. I do what I do, and I try to impress them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
I feel you, man.
tell us about your very first time being the hype man for Twisted. What was the very first song that you did?
Oh, let me tell you something. The very first time that T said, come on, man, you finna be my hype man, we went and did a show. It was in 91. We went and did a show in Milwaukee, and it was with MC Breed back in the day. Yeah, and, you know, that's when he was doing Running Off at the Mouth. You know what I'm saying? We were doing Rat-a-tat-tat and Hocus Pocus and all that. We were snapping, you know what I'm saying? We was them young bulls snapping back in Prue. So that's how
right.
That's why I remember that show like it was yesterday, because it was MC Breed. Rest in peace to MC Breed. And, man, that was the first show that I ever did, and it was amazing.
Man, that's
so
dope,
out here,
man.
Was downtown
so
in
like,
Chicago, bro?
Huh?
I'm saying, what was your
No, he said
like, do you
Milwaukee.
Yeah, we was in Milwaukee.
I was out there doing it.
Oh, yeah. Our first show was in my actually first show with Twista was in Milwaukee, because he ended up getting a deal already. But I was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And he came and snatched me out of the streets and like, come on, you need to do this here.
Man,
right. One of my favorite songs back in my heyday from y'all was the No Hoes.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Man, let me tell you something. Just being in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Just being in the neighborhood and seeing what we were seeing growing up, doing the things that we was doing, seeing the guys doing the stuff that they was doing. And we were just adapted to that life. You know what I'm saying? And Speed and our mobs, so they came up with that. Man, them just saying, no. You know what I'm saying? And then I came up, you know, with the No Hoes. It's less like, it's just a feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? That sometimes I be wanting to express my the way I do things through my music. You know what I'm saying? And you know, even though me and Twista got our thing that we do together, but I also have a separate thing that I do because I'm his hype man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I be trying to turn up, you know what I'm saying, on a Flavor Flav level, but even on a whole nother level, because when I studied the game, you know, back in the day when I studied the game, I studied Flavor Flav and, you know, all the hype people, the hype men, but Flavor Flav was the only one back in the day that was considered a hype man that I looked up to.
Right.
Flavor Flav was learning
from
him.
Oh yeah. He was a man. Man, respect to him. He was a beast. Doing what he was doing, bagging up Chuck, doing what he was doing, as well as doing his own music. But when it came to doing that hype man, being Chuck D backup, that's what I looked at, and that's what I studied to make sure I could do the same thing for Twist.
That's what's up, man. You
definitely been
killing
it over the years, man. Right.
Yes, sir.
So as far as being a hype man and your own artist, like, where do you draw the line? Like, do you like, okay, say as far as when you making your own music, do you feel like you need one too? Like you need a hype man too? Like just to bring the crowd up, or you feel like you bring that same energy towards where like you don't even need a hype man?
Yeah, I don't even need one, because actually if somebody ended up trying to even be my hype man, it'd be ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to compete with a veteran such as myself, because I take pride in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not arrogant.
Right.
I don't have no ego. But when it comes to that stage and being a hype man, nobody can hang with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Besides Twista, because he knows me. Yeah, we got that bond, but it's been plenty of shows where he's not with me and I'm doing my own thing, you know what I'm saying? And I love the attention to make people look at me and see what I'm doing. You need to listen, pay attention, because sometimes when you have a lot of people on stage, if they not doing what they're supposed to do, they actually can be a distraction, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why me and Twista got our shit down. Yeah, me and Twista got our shit down packed. They know he's the lead. They know he's the lead. I do what I have to do. I play my part. You know what I'm saying? I do what I have to do. But also, as me being a hype man, I got some jams out there, you know what I'm saying? And I get up there, he allows me to do my songs in his sets, you know what I'm saying? And I get that whole crowd response that I love, you know? So right. It's hard to be B-Hype Hype Man. You can't be B-Hype Hype Man. I got enough energy and soul in myself that I need nobody around me. If I'm not on Twista set and I'm doing it myself, I need all that move because I move. I move a lot.
Hey, your stage presence got to be crazy there, man.
Oh, yeah. I take pride in my stage presence, you know. I'm not going to be one of them artists up there standing in one spot holding my nuts and woo-woo and thinking I'm, you know, going off swag. No, when people come see
Say
me
it
perform,
again, man.
I'm from the old school. There's nothing to see me standing in one spot holding my nuts. I'm finna show you a show. Make you want to come see me plenty more times.
Mad day, bro. People losing that, bro, because I be going to performances and everything, and you know, you mean, I don't want to say they shy. I don't know if they shy or not, bro, but they be in one spot. Some people would just sit down and rap. Like, I get if you sitting down to start singing or something, but they just sit down and they tell, grab the mic and just get to rapping. It's like, nah, bro, I need to see this. You got the crowd. You're supposed to have the whole crowd moving and that thing. He's sitting down like it's a poem.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
But it's all that, though. You know, it's shyness, and also it's just don't know what to do. You know, don't have no experience. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these guys, they will get a song, and the song will start popping. Next thing you know, they got to start performing all over these places that they never even expected they finna go doing all this stuff. And they stage performances suck. You know what I'm saying? But they end up learning. If you notice, every artist that suck, they end up learning after a while how to get it together, you know. They get it together after a while.
Man,
in the beginning, people suck. But me and Twista, we never suck because we take pride. We love this. This is what we do. I was born to entertain. I'm an entertainer before I'm a rapper. People don't understand the two differences. It's a difference.
Definitely.
Hey. Take it back to the MC days, back with saying MC means move the crowd. So you got to be able to move the crowd.
Yep.
People nowadays ain't with that.
Nah, they want to sit in one spot and rap and just swag it on out. Nah, I'll swag it on out when it's time.
Man, that's what's up, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, what you got going on now as far as your project? I know I just got your single. I just heard and I fuck with this shit. But how far are you away from finishing the project?
Actually, the project is done. You know what I'm saying? The project been done a while ago. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All I'm doing now is just really just creating a nice buzz. You know what I'm saying? To make people pay more attention because it's so much music out there. You know what I'm saying? If you don't try to keep people's attention, you know what I'm saying, they'll disappear. You'll get lost in the next day or two. You know what I'm saying? So I want to constantly just, you know, I don't want to waste nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I have to keep constantly putting singles out until I really got these people's attention. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't put out so many singles to the point where people listening, but for some reason, when I put this single out, when I'm talking about my drug life and what I went through, and me and Twista went through hell, and me getting back with them, man, this is what people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? They'll go gravitate back to the other music, but I need to pay attention to it right now because people need love and they need life right now. They need to understand what's going on.
Right. So, matter of fact, let me take a break, play some music, and then we're going to get right back to the interview, okay, bro?
Let's get it.
Hello. Matter of fact, let's play some B-Hype.
No, let's go. I like that. I got enough of them.
Oh, hey. God.
Yeah. B-Hype the verb. B-Hype the verb. B-Hype the verb. Get money, gang. Another tight mic production.
My life.
See, I'ma talk to y'all in
my life. It's my life.
People always talking about their life.
over the life. Sorry, I'm gonna keep on trying. But I'm not gonna do this to y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all on this lady back now. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. First off, will shiver me timbers. I got a story so cold, make you think it was the winter. I used to stay blow, lifting them blows. Had a little bit of addiction for that little boy, put it up my nose. Here in one pole. Wanna know what I'm talking about?
You talking about
straight sleep. Never got me all in the zone. Each day get more intense. Never know what was going on, cause half the day, baby, I was bent. Now you know my daddy had to sin. Let me tell you, I'll never forget. When he needed that thing for that body, didn't know how much pain it meant. Got him a couple of sniffs, now he ride. Got him a couple of moles, now he not. It's my life, it's my life, it's my life, it's my life. It's my life, it's my life, it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. Second off, I jump around like locusts. I lost my daddy to do and here on the fuck was bogus. I'm starting to lose my focus. Before I never knew, people started noticing about me all in my crew. Now I done it, dip it, dip it, die. Didn't know his knee was high. Cause I was mostly by myself and a brother like me was right. But then they asked me, was I getting high? And I say yes, drastically, I started to cry. I let my homies down when I started messing around. But I needed to know about this drug that put my old man down. Cause he was all I had, and it gave me all I got. But he wasn't weeping no more, so be like hit the spot. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. Third verse. Oh, your seat gets deeper. No more rapping, doing shows, no more features. Had to go get a gig. Work a lot of jobs. Throwing trash. Man, it's hard. But I gotta do it for my shorty. Each one of them depend on me. I'ma do what I do, get it how I get it. Oh, daddy, a G. I got my act together. I'm getting money. With my homies. Hey, I think you're funny. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me.
Be hype the bird, y'all know what I'm saying? Be hype the bird, you know what I'm saying? A little something about my life.
Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing.
smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99, 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine. But don't be crying when I'm there, cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me.
Pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. Yeah, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. And then see my brothers and we go forever get them stitchy. Yeah, we go forever get them stitchy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was balling on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy, thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling on these bitches that you wanna play me, but that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy.
I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
And we are back. If y'all just tuning in, it's your boy B Trey and my man Radio Rail. This is OG Radio Presents Freestyle Friday. This is a long name. I got shortened that somehow. And we are here with my man B Hype.
Yes, man. I'm here, man. Listen to these jams y'all playing, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate mine. Bro, and that just brings me to my next question, bro.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Bro. So coming from the old school, man, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about the new wave of music coming out? Like the babies, the little babies, the little everything, basically. You know what I'm saying?
I love it all. Because it's a new era. It's a new age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the music. The music is not dying. They study inventing more and more ways to make it sound good. You know what I'm saying? And these young guys is out here really spitting. You know what I'm saying? They're getting their point across. They having a bump. They having a ball. They, you know what I'm saying? They doing something positive with their lives. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the rap goes, if, you know, I'm an OG from the game. You know, I respect, you know, I give it for where it's due. You know, so a lot of these guys out here is just making a bunch of nonsense. But the guys that you named, they're actually out here making hits. You know what I'm saying? And they have an effect. They taking care of their families. They taking care of their guys. They looking out for their people. You know what I'm saying? So once you get to this age, and if you get talking about, man, this music don't sound good, that means you just old. You don't understand what's going on. You don't understand the new era of the music because everything changes.
That's true.
For real. Everything changes.
I heard it just like that, man. I fuck with that ass,
yeah,
bro. You know what I'm saying? People.
Yeah, you got to change with the time. If you don't change with the time, you get left behind. It's a whole new era.
It is.
Young people game, right? Yeah, it's a young people game right now, man. We better, you know what I'm saying? Us OGs better try to learn from these young guys and learn what they're doing and try to stay afloat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we're doing. We got to learn. You know, can't hate on the guys. We got to learn from them. Shoot. Some of them don't respect us, but majority of them do. You know what I'm saying? You just can't get into that nonsense when the young guys get to talking about, man, the hell with the OGs. You can't get off into that because people get into their feelings. You know what I'm saying? Y'all forgot that rap started, you know, we started with battling. We this is battle sport. We love to diss each other. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it. Don't get too emotionally involved and realize, okay, let me step my game up and let me respect, let the guys respect me. Let me learn from what they're doing and put it in my music, and maybe they'll gravitate towards what I'm doing. Because you got to follow or you get left behind. Bottom line.
True. Every single time, bro. I fuck with that. I couldn't have said it better myself, bro. That's 100% honest. Like, people just be hating sometimes. And then, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like you said, bro, they doing this and they take care of their families and they actually out here spitting.
It's
a whole nother wave.
It's a whole nother wave. You can't hate on everybody. You just got to get over it. Like, okay, hey, he doing what he have to do. Let me go ahead and figure out how I can maintain that. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know, that all that negative energy don't last that long. You know, you might have a spotlight for a minute with that negative energy, but that's so you know, it'll get took from you just like that, just like this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we out here touring, doing, going from state to state, doing this and woo, and just like that, our whole lives got shut down.
Yeah, bro. That was tough, bro. Make it hard for people to go to the studio, make people hard for it to link up. It's still crazy. And then, like, a simple fact, like, right now, like, even though, like, the world opened a little bit, Chicago opened a little bit, still open mics here and there, you still got people from their house. I mean, I'm saying, not scared, mm-hmm. but, you know what I'm saying, being safe and not trying to go out.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people. I'm one of them, shit. You know, I go out if it's necessary.
I gotta go to work
when it's necessary. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go handle some business. You know, make sure the kids straight, food, you know, all et cetera, you know, et cetera. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going out just let me go out and just let me go to the park and let me just go around me. Nah, you know, once you get to an older, you get to a certain age, even some people that's older don't even get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess they call it cabin fever. You know what I'm saying? But it's not safe. You better learn. You better listen. You know? Trust me, it's still out here.
True.
Yep, mask up. That's why I say mask up. If you're going to do it, mask up. But some people ain't masking up, so it make it unsafe for everybody.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's
come
true.
On,
recently
even
was up in Iowa. And Iowa had nobody wear a mask up there. And I was just like, what the hell is going on up here? Like, y'all do realize shit going on outside, right? But not everybody's doing it.
People not taking it serious, man. I'm telling you, until it hit home. When it hit home, hit one of them family members, they be like, you know what? We need to take this most. You know what I'm saying? People ain't, they not understanding. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Wear a damn mask. Don't be around a group of people. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, it'll get to where it needs to be, but it's never going to go back to where it was.
That shit's over with. Never. Fine. Never. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Why you think all these rappers, we try to figure out a way. Okay, we not finna physically go to these concerts and make our money going to state, show to show. We're going into these venues. If they ain't got no way to make it safe, you know what I'm saying? We got to figure out online stuff, you know what I'm saying? Put it like this, and I'm going to keep it 100 real with you. If you're not a rapper in the game that's got money already, you pretty much fucked right now. Because, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to make it, and because in the way you're going to feed off your clothing, your marketing, and you know what I'm saying, going to this state, this state. Man, you never know when that shit is going to open up again.
Exactly.
You know, it's rough for some people out here, you know. You got the unemployment and stuff jumping off. But it's really rough for entertainers, you know what I'm saying, because this is what we do. We used to even if the money not involved, sitting in one place, we not used to sitting in the house stuck for months and months at a time when a person used to traveling from this place to this place to this place. Why you think some of these little rappers is ODing, they got depression problems, they killing themselves, you know what I'm saying, because the world is swished on them, you know what I'm saying, their freedom got took from them, you know what I'm saying, and people don't understand the depression and what they going through is very, very serious. It's a medical condition that's out here that people just ignoring. That y'all need to realize that these kids and these rappers taking all these pills, they really screaming out for help because they don't know no other way. They depressed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just one of the OGs that realize it because I used to get high. So I understand what's going on right now.
Right.
Yes, sir. But, you know, that's how I do it.
It's sad, bro. But at the same time, though, that's they feed their stuff into their music. You can hear it. It's like their diary, actually. I'm saying R.I.P. Juice. Like, he had a lot of stuff sometimes talking about him. There's a lot of other artists out here, like, really, really talking about real stuff, and people really not tuning into it.
Yeah, people not tuning into it. Why you think I completely, like, okay, I got all these other songs. Hold on, let me tap into this right now. Let me tap into the one, like, okay, shit, I Eminem myself. That's what I call it. I Eminem myself on 8 Mile when he went in and say, let me go ahead and tell everybody about myself before you motherfuckers start dissing me or before he say something or he say something or he say something. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I call that Eminem myself. You know what I'm saying? I let people know about the drug addiction. I done got high off the heroin. It was hard. I had to leave the state. I had to leave rapping with Twista, being on stage, walking on red carpets, BET, being on TV. I had to leave all that shit behind to get my shit together, to go work a regular job, because no matter what I did, I couldn't have no pride because I had to take care of my kids. Because I got kids involved. Mm-hmm. Just because I fucked up, that don't mean the kids got to suffer. See, some people don't think like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They put themselves in front of the kids from the other way around.
Yeah, it's the other way around for me. So I got to completely the hell up out of here, and I got my shit together. You know what I'm saying? When they got a job, woo-woo, I got clean for so long, you know what I'm saying? End up calling T back. You know what I'm saying? If they listen to the song, It's My Life, I explain the whole thing through each verse. Everything is absolutely true for me. Losing my daddy from the heroin addiction, you know what I'm saying? All that is true. You know what I'm saying? That's why this song means so much to me. Like, let people explain. Like, it ain't all fun and dandy what we doing with this rap music. We got shit we going through right now when all y'all just seeing the videos and the Instagrams and the pictures, woo-woo. No, it's real shit going on behind all that shit.
Right.
That's real shit.
That is. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I appreciate you speaking the truth on that part.
Yeah, got to, man. Got to let them hear the truth. I'm a rapper. I'm still here. Me and Twista, we still in the game. We still doing it. We still, you know what I'm saying, feeding these young guys this music right along with our original fans. And, man, my testimony is true. Okay. I've been through it, and I'm still here. You can learn from it.
All right. That's what's up, bro. As long as you got to keep spreading that word for the youth, bro.
Yeah. If I can't get through them through no other way, if they listening to the music, okay, let me tap into their mind through this music, and maybe they'll follow me the other ways. You know, you got to find out what these young guys and these youth want to do. You got to tap into their market, into their minds, and then go from there and then get them out the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Music
you got to get yourself involved. Yeah, music is powerful, man. It's powerful. It did it for us. You know what I'm saying? You do it for us. What makes you think it ain't doing it for them?
Exactly. I can't start my day without listening to music. I got to pop in something, start my day off.
Yeah. Big fact. I get up, thank God in the morning, and, put some Isley Brothers. See, I go to the old school. I put some Isley Brothers on or some Frankie Beverly and Maze. You know what I'm saying? I get up and do my thing, you know, because we OGs.
Hey.
You know, we going to that market, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm a rapper, I get off into it, but I got to do what relax my mind first, and then I get off into it, you know, what I got to do, you know? Yeah,
I definitely
like that.
Turn them on in my cleaning days, my Sunday cleaning. I definitely pop some Ozzy Brothers and Frankie Beverly and all that.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's what we do. Me and Twista do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we reached the point where, you know, it's already Freestyle Friday. So be hype. You got to do the challenge, man. You got to do the Freestyle Challenge, man. If you up for it.
I got to do a Freestyle Challenge. Okay, what exactly do I got to do?
I'm going to hand it over to T for the rules and regulations. Go ahead, T.
So, with the Freestyle Challenge, you know, of course, it's acapella, whatever comes in your mind. But I throw out a complex word. I don't make it easy. I don't give nobody easy words. So it'll be something a little hard. It's up to you to knock it out or not. So your word for tonight is cul-de-sac.
You go and call it that.
You see, and that's why he called it a challenge, because he be doing this crazy shit. I swear he be throwing out the weirdest words.
Call it fat. Like, it sounds familiar. What the, you know, definition? I need the
code.
You know, putting up the dictionary.
You know, definition. like up in the suburbs, right? When you turn into that little street, and it's that little you turn that little circle,
yeah,
that full street. That's total.
Yeah.
We call that black neighborhood dead end.
All right.
Yeah. Everybody else calls it a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, this is something else, because I'm just trying to hit. I'm not no freestyle artist, man, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. You know what I'm saying? I write everything down. Yeah, I write everything down. I'm not no freestyle artist. I will say some shit and I will fuck up. So, you know, I'm putting it out there. You know, I ain't one of them. I'm not one of them guys. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if that's gonna give me a pass. You know, I'm gonna give me a pass, but I'll definitely try. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take it something. Let me see. Okay. Oh, this is a whole another thing. Okay. I'm with my guys and we on the attack. We about to drive into the cul-de-sac. See some guys over there, and they snoozing and they lack. But I'm black, power lack 'em, and I'm going to attack 'em with the back and hit him in the back with the scrap. I'm just going to keep going.
Hey, you was trying to get off, though. I was hearing it.
Give him another word, bro.
You know,
that's hard as hell, bro. You fucking do
that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from. Y'all can't be put OG on the spot. I ain't no freestyle artist, man. Shit. You want another song? I'll sing your song. You know what I'm saying?
You could go ahead and... You can go ahead and spit a little verse from one of your favorite songs that you did real quick. Give the world a little taste.
Matter of fact, let me see. I got a little something that I wrote. Let me see. I exercise by weightlifting thighs till they get buck-eyed in the eyes by spitting nothing but lies because they realize. Bitches gonna be bitches and hoes gonna be hoes. That's why I write that as free while ballers be out the brown nose. I clown those with poetic flows. I let my pimpology soul glow as soon as the nigga hit the dough. I'm in the dough to do what the nigga came for, and that's to bang your bitch out of a halo. I sling it out like mayo, the miracle whip, I've been smoking that motherfucking weed, man. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I did what I did.
I fuck with it, man. I fuck with it, though, bro.
I do what I have to do when it's necessary, you know what I'm saying? But come on them shows or whatever, and I tear that ass off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all this freestyles and all that, I leave that to the professionals, you know, because they got a market for that. I respect them guys when they come to doing that, because that is hard.
Yeah, it definitely is. They expect me to be on the show every other Friday freestyling.
You probably can do it.
I get down a little here and there.
You get down. Let me hear something.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Nope. Ain't
gonna
get me today.
He said he wasn't freestyling. He freestyled, bro. You gotta go ahead, bro. You gotta go ahead and freestyle.
Oh,
I do it.
Man.
Man, I'm talking about. I put the OG on the spot, man. You know, I don't even do it. You know, you probably got a skill at this. Let me honor what you got going on.
Matter of fact, go ahead, give him a word. I'm saying, be hype. Give him a word.
Just give me 15 seconds.
Oh yeah,
encyclopedia. Hit it as one of them words, like
oh,
hippie.
Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia. Okay, encyclopedia. I don't do this rap shit, but I do the media. I give you hella words out of my mouth like an encyclopedia. It may not have made sense, but that's all right, because I get bucked, though. I reach my arm out and shoot a whole lot of shots. Yeah, that's a free throw. That's all y'all get, man.
Look, that's all I need.
Hey, man. 15 seconds. You did it.
That's all I need, my brother. Much love, my guys, man. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you coming
on the show, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime you guys need me, just let me know, man. I'm here. Like I said, I got the single out there, It's My Life, talking about my drug addiction. You know, that's my testimony. So, you know what I'm saying? I want everybody to go tune in and check it out. And, man, we're going to get it popping, man. And you guys got my support no matter what.
Thank you, man. This most singles, most definitely in rotation.
Yes, sir.
And I definitely followed your IG page on both my pages. So I did that with the eight with the quickness.
You know he be getting sent to Facebook jail, so he got out the second account.
I know, right? Man, look.
Just y'all make sure everybody follow me too. Everybody follow me at my page at the verbal.
Sam, pop the ads and everything.
Yeah, my IG page is the verbal, TheVerbal, the verbal. You know what I'm saying? My Twitter is the same thing, the verbal. And that's where, you know, all the music and the videos at. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on this line, online, trying to keep it live and keep it in tune and doing what the young guys doing to try to stay afloat.
Now you doing your thing, man. I fuck with it, bro.
Man, I appreciate the love you guys showing me too, man. You've been showing me love for a long time, OG. So, man, I fucked with you, man.
I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Of course. No problem.
Yes, sir, my brother. Y'all have a good night. You know what I'm saying?
You too, man.
I'm going to sit here. I got a beat from DJ Type Mike. You know what I'm saying? He just sent me. So, I'm finna work. Because actually, DJ Type Mike made the It's My Life beat. He do a lot of my beats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm still here working, man. I'm at the crib and my front room.
Pen and the pad.
You know, I got my block roll, pen and pad, you know what I'm saying? Because I still use the pen and the pad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people use their phone.
I still
have to write it down so I can see what's going on. Because people call you right in the middle. You writing on your phone. I can't hide that, you know?
Yeah.
I'll let the beat play.
Right, I feel that.
It'll throw you off.
I heard them bars though in the middle of that over you. I heard you saying all of them bars though. That was low key. I don't even know if you noticed, but them were bars right there.
I hear you. Yes, sir, my brothers. I appreciate the love, y'all.
Any final words, man, before we end the show, bro? Anybody want to shout out or anything like that, my man?
Actually, I want to make sure to everybody listening, I want to say rest in peace to everybody. Know Cole Hart from Christian Conflict. His mother just passed. So I want to say rest in peace to his mom. You know what I'm saying? So she's resting in peace. And to all the whole Chicago, Twister, my kids, my mom, my wife, everybody. And to you guys, man, for always supporting my music, man. It's love.
Appreciate it, man. Always, most definitely always.
Y'all need me, I'm here. I'm a phone call away, IG away, whatever. You have to get in touch with me, and I'm right back on this bitch. Because I'm going to come with another single, another jam, and it's just the beginning, man. I ain't done. The motherfucking mixtape is going to be called More Than Just a Hype Man. Remember that. More than just a hype man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
More than just a hype man.
Gonna get you back on the
fuck
show.
With that.
Yes,
hell
sir.
Yeah.
Let's get it, my brother. I love it.
All right, man.
All right.
You got any words, bro?
As usual, y'all, like I always end the show, wash your fucking hands. Be courteous, be kind. Be on the lookout for my new freestyle next Friday, debuting on Cypher Friday.
Yes, sir.
Be on the lookout. It's coming soon, you know. It's gonna be out there for the world. So tune in to that. Again, everybody who's been tuning in all week, we have a lovely comedian joining the show next Tuesday by the name of Lady B. And we're also ending season 7 next Friday, so stay tuned to that. That's all. Everybody have a good night.
Blessings.
Be Trey?
I'm sad, bro. I ain't really got no good news, man. Look, everybody listening, I'll post a start, get to starting on my third B tape. I still ain't got the charger for my laptop. I just went through 3 hours of nonsense today trying to fix this laptop and get it all up and running the next day. I won't be making beats until, I don't know, I'm going to go back up there to mine and see if I can get another charger for my laptop, because the one I got, I guess my laptop too old. I've been making beats for a long time, but shit crazy. So, give me a second. Everybody out there who are looking for new beats and more beats and everything, give me a second. That's all I can say. Give me 1 second. I will be back to making beats just like I usually do. Other than that, be safe out there, y'all. That's all.
All right. Good night, everybody, from the whole OG Radio and the
Yep. Good night, y'all.